Shrestham manamapi sachi putram matra swarupam rupam dasya grajam rupurim maturim ghostavatim radha kundam girivaram mohorarika madhavasam prapto yasya pratita kripaya Shigurum dhamnatosmi Ajanulam buto bujo Kanakavadato Sankirtanaika pitaro Kamalaya taksho Vishvambaro dvijavaro Yuga dharma palo vande jagapriya karo karuna avataro anapita chirim chirat karuna avatinakalo samarpayitam anuchala rasam svabhakti shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Duty Kadamba Sandipitaha Sadari Dayakandare Spuratuva Sachinandamaha Uttama Adama Kichuna Bachiva Jachiya Dileka Kola Kahe premananda emana gauranga hridaya dariya bola Bhaja gauranga kaha gauranga laha gaurangera nama Bolo Bhaja gauranga kaha gauranga laha gaurangera nama re Je jana goranga bhaje se hoy amar pran re Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
Yashaiva Padambuja Bhakti Labhya Prema Bidana Parama Pumata Tasmai Jagan Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Madgavirapi Gopala Srikriyat kripaya jadi tadaiva sambhaya pitva rishyayustat priya janaha Shri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya sasanatana rupaka Gopala Raghunatha apta Brajabalabhapahima Vancha kovadarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyevacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So I have to beg apology from all of you. I hope you don't become offended with me. Because we're sitting here in front of Smita Krishna Maharaj, who is a very, very exalted personality, and in front of Brajendanandan Prabhu, another very dear disciple of Srila Prabhupada, and we're trying to say something. But this is a very discouraging thought for me to try to speak in front of these great personalities. But I take solace in one fact. That within Krishna Katha, there's no consideration of who's higher and who's lower. In these three things, Krishna Katha, Krishna Kirtan, in the taking of Mahaprasad. In Jagannath Puri, the tradition to this day is there that a Brahmin may sit next to a dog and take Jagannath Mahaprasad. And it's not that the Brahmin is considered necessarily better than the dog. Because Krishna, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu, he sees everyone equally. So, for that reason, we have some hope that we might say a little something in the Sangha. So although in a Vaishnava Sangha, it's not that the sannyasis are considered better than the Matajis. Or the brahmacharis are considered better than the babies. But everyone is given respect in a Vaishnava Sangha. At the same time, this Vaishnava Marjada is there, and we get some happiness by offering respect to such senior special devotees. But there's a difference between the Sangha, the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Sangha of the followers of the Vedic literatures. Roma Harshana Sutta. He was speaking something about the Vedas and Puranas from a kind of mechanical point of view. And when he didn't offer respect to Balaramji, who arrived there, it was a great offense. But there was another Sangha later on. And in that Sangha, there was a 16-year-old boy. He didn't even have any clothes. He was naked. He didn't have any proper education. He wasn't a big person. That young boy was speaking to the king of the emperor of the world. And in that assembly was his very learned father, who was an incarnation of the Lord. And his father's guru. And they were sitting and listening. That young boy, you must know, is Shukadev Goswami. So how could Shukadev Goswami speak in front of Vedavyas and in front of Narad Muni? Because he's not speaking. And that's our principle. The speaker is something like a pujari. If tomorrow morning you're doing artik for Radha Madhav, we often give this example, and you open the curtains. And you see, my God, look, there must be 1,000 devotees here this morning. And you think, they all came to see me. There's something a little wrong with your head. Huh? They didn't come to see you, Baba. They came to see Radha Madhav. The pujari, he's just a servant. And in a Vaishnava Sangha, the deity is Krishna Katha. And the speaker is like a pujari. But still, that speaker, that pujari, needs blessings from Sri Guru and the senior Vaishnavas. So Smita Krishna Maharaj, please be kind to me. Give me some Rajananandan Prabhu. Please, don't be upset with me. I need blessings. We should understand, when we do Krishna Katha, when we do Krishna Kirtan, it's not that we're a big person. My Guru Maharaj said, if you're thinking that, oh, they're all here to listen to me, they're all here to listen to my kirtan, then it's not Krishna kirtan, it's Maya kirtan. So we want to have something of a Vaishnav Sangha for the next few days. A Vaishnav Sangha means Nimratsaranam Satam Vedyam, a Sangha that's free from envy. If the speaker thinks, they all came to listen to me, then he's violating the sanctity of the Vaishnav Sangha. It's something like rape. Rape. Or if the listeners, they think, oh, this fellow, what a jerk, he doesn't know so much. Then Krishna won't be happy. And Krishna won't appear in that Sangha. It's not that the speaker is better than the listeners. But in the Vaishnav Sangha, everyone is sharing. And this is how we should have love for devotees. Guyam akyati prichati. This is sadvidam pratilakshanam, one of the principles, two of the principles of loving exchanges between devotees. We should share something intimate. We should understand this principle deeply. Where our movement is preaching to people all over the world. We're preaching to butchers and prostitutes and drug dealers. And some of them join. And some of them are us. When you speak to a certain person, the principle of communication is that you have to speak according to where that person is at. I'm staying in a house called the Gaura Nityananda Bhavan. And if you ask whose house that is, people will typically tell you that's Panchatatra Prabhu's house. But that's not actually true. It's really Narottam's house. Narottam's their three-year-old boy. So Narottam and I, sometimes we talk together. He doesn't speak English, he only speaks Lithuanian. He's 3 years old, but still we have some nice talks. But I speak to him in a certain way, with a certain kind of language. Boo-boo! We make some little noises and say things. And he gets the message, oh, he loves me. Oh. So if I'm invited tomorrow to speak to some Oxford professor, will I go to him and say, boo, boo? There'll be some offense. We should learn this principle. We're telling people don't eat meat. Be vegetarian. That's important. Prabhuji, are you a vegetarian? You don't eat eggs or fish? Very good. That's important. But if I speak to you about that subject here, you might all feel a little not so thrilled. Because it's not guhya mukhyati prichati. It's not something confidential. And I'll be treating you like your children. So when we have some Vaishnav Sangha, that Sangha is based on respect and love. Sadvidim prati lakshanam, and the principle of love is dadati prati grinati. We should speak and inquire about something confidential. So the next 2 days we want to just touch a little bit. It's such a big subject. If we were to go into this very deeply, I think it would take us several months. We'll just give some little introduction to the subject of the Yajnapatnis in Gaura Lila. So we chose this song, very beautiful song by the poet Balaram Das. Balaram Das is a famous Gaudiya Padyavali kirtan leader, kirtan singer. And he wrote many songs in Gaura Padatarangini and other famous collections. And he describes very nicely a very important introduction to our subject. Purabe bhandala chura. Purabe means previously. Previously, he was tying his hair in a knot on top of his head. And when he was very young, his hair wasn't combed. It was something of a mess. Until his haircutting ceremony took place. But AB means now, AB Keshahina, now he has no hair. Natabara Besha, previously he was dressed as the best of dancers. But Chadi, now he's giving that up, and Parila Kopina, now he's wearing a sannyasi's kopan. Gabi Dohana Bhanda Chila Bhama Kori. Previously, in his left hand, he would carry a pot to go and collect the milk from the cows. But now, Karangadharila Gaurasei Anusari. Now he's carrying Karangadharila, he's carrying a sannyasi's water pot, a kamandalu. And Gaura Sei Anusara. Sorry, now he's become golden. As my Guru Maharaj used to like to say, now Shama Sundar has become Gaura Sundar. Treta Yed Hari Ladhanu, in Treta Yuga, he was carrying a bow. His name was Dhanudar, the carrier of the bow, or Ramachandra. Dwarpa Iti Vangsi, and in Dwarpa Yuga he was carrying a flute. He was known as Vamsidhar. Kali Yuga Dandadari. In Kali Yuga he's carrying a danda. Haila Sannyasi. He's become a sannyasi. Balarama Kohe Sunanariya Nibasi. The poet says, "Oh, residents of Navadvip, oh, residents of Sridhar Mayapur, please listen. Balaram Avaduta Kanai Sannyasi. Now Balaram has become an Avadut. And Kanai Krishna has become a Sannyasi. It has some purport to it. First of all, the author of the song, but you can come sit over here maybe. There's some space over here or over on this side. The author of the song, he's warning all of you. Be careful. This Hare Krishna movement is very dangerous. Prabhuji's come and joined here. And now maybe after some days he'll start crying and rolling on the ground in ecstasy. And his mother, she'll start crying, "What happened to my son? He joined those Hare Krishna people." So that's what happens when you come to this movement. Sadhu Sabadan, be careful. So the author of the song is saying that I've become an avadut, I've become a madman. But another meaning is that Balaram has become Nityananda, has become a madman. Now, there's some purport to that. Because Balaram, he's a great upholder of Veda Maryada, Vedic rules and regulations. I know, I live in Orissa near Jagannath Puri. Balaram is so strict about the rules and regulations that once he ordered Jagannath that your wife is not allowed inside the temple anymore. Why? Because she went to the house of a Chandalini, one very low caste woman named Shriya Chandalini. So he's very strict about upholding the rules and regulations. But now that same Balaram has become an avadut who doesn't follow any rules and regulations. Sometimes he's in the Ganga and he's wrestling with crocodiles. And sometimes he's running around naked. And sometimes he's a 25-year-old man. He goes to the house of Shivas Thakur and he starts sucking from the breast of Malini, his wife. Prabhuji, you can't do that. But Balaram, he's such a very strict follower of rules and regulations, and now he's become a madman. So this is a very interesting subject matter. How does it affect us? I'd like to read something to you from a book that we compiled last year called When Good Fortune Arises. And this is a story of the life of my revered spiritual master, Gaura Govinda Maharaj. And it also contains a collection of his teachings. So I'll read you something he spoke in a lecture in 1993. In the Adi Leela 10th chapter, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Kaviraj Goswami has given a description of the many expansions branches and sub-branches of the Chaitanya tree. All these very dear, intimate devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they know Gauranga Mahaprabhu and they know Krishna. The Gaura Ganodesh Deepika describes how most of them were in Krishna Leela, Braj Leela. Most of them were Sakhi Manjaris, and some were in Sakya Ras friendship, like Abhiram Thakur. They've all taken part in both Krishna Leela and Gaura Leela. They are the associates of Krishna and the associates of Gaura, because there's no difference between Gaura and Krishna. Krishna is Gaura and Gaura is Krishna. So Krishna Leela is Gaura Leela. And Gaura Leela is Krishna Leela. In tattva they're the same. Only one difference is there. In Gaura, the two bodies of Radha and Krishna are combined together. My Guru Maharaj used to say that when you write a book, you may complete the entire book. But there's something more that needs to be said. It didn't exactly fit perfectly within the flow of the story, the previous part of the book, but this part also has to be there. In Sanskrit, that's called a parishishta. In English, you would say an appendix. So he said that Gaura Leela is an appendix of Krishna Leela. There's no difference between the two. In Krishna Leela, Krishna came, Swayam Bhagavan, he's Rasaraj, the king of all rasas. He's Aptakam and Atmaram, he's completely self-satisfied. But still, there was something lacking in Krishna Leela. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidriso Vanayaiva Svadyo Yenid Bhuta Maduri Makidriso Vamadiya Sokyam Chashyamanana Bhavada Kidri Samviti Lobhat Tadbhavadya Samajani Sachi Garbha Sindhu Harindu. He was a greedy fellow. And there were three types of greed that he couldn't fulfill in Krishna Leela. That's inconceivable. How Purna Bhagavan, who's the source, his avatar, the source of all incarnations, how something could be lacking in him? But he was defeated. He promised in Bhagavad Gita, Yeyatam mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. However someone approaches me, I always reciprocate. But when he was faced with the love of the gopis, and my grandma says, in particular, the love of Radharani, he didn't know, how can I reciprocate with this? Try to understand. Krishna is asamordva. No one can be equal to him. No one can be greater than him. He's one aspect of the absolute truth. But the other aspect of the absolute truth, Krishna's Purna Shakti Man, the possessor of complete Shakti, is Purna Shakti Radha. Krishna, he's Prithvi Vishroy, he's the supreme object of love. But the devotees, headed by Srimati Radharani, are Prithvi Ashray, the supreme abode of love. Just as no one can be equal to or greater than Krishna in terms of the different types of Aishvarya, so also Srimati Radharani is Asamordva. No one can be equal to her, no one can be greater than her in terms of possession of love. So it was a problem. I made a promise. Yayatam mam prapadyante. How can I keep my promise? So he told the gopis, na pare ham niravadya samyujam susaru kityam vibudaya sapiva yamabajam durjaya geha shrinkalai samvichayatat vipratiyatu sadhuna. Napareham, I can't repay you. You don't want anything. Maybe Prabhuji still wants a red bicycle. A beautiful wife. He says no. Sometimes we say no like this, but inside we're saying... So Krishna, he's in the heart and he knows. We can tell him, no, Krishna, I just want Krishna praying. But Krishna's in the heart and he hears, oh, he wants a red bicycle. He wants a beautiful bag of stool and urine. Oh, with nice hair. Oh, so Krishna gives us that thing. And then you cry. Be careful, Prabhu. So what did the gopis want? The gopis only want one thing. They want to please Krishna. Asli shiva pararitam banastu mama darshanam matam gurutuva. They don't care if they have darshan or not. They don't care. If some other gopi gives more pleasure to Krishna, they'll push that other gopi. You go to him. They don't want anything for themselves. So Krishna said, how can I repay you? Vipratiyatu sadhuna. Let your own sadhana be your glory. It's a very, very deep subject matter. There's no difference between Gaura Leela and Krishna Leela. Shama Sundar has become Gaura Sundar. He's come in the mood of Radha. He's come in the mood of a devotee. That's why traditionally Gaudiya Vaishnavas don't worship him with the symbols of Krishna. Because in the mood of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he gives more mercy. When you put a flute in his hand, or peacock feather on his head, or Shankar Chakra Gadapadma, he says, oh, well, that's right, I forgot. I'm Krishna. Yeah. And he doesn't give as much mercy. Because Who is that personification of the Kripa Shakti, the mercy potency? That's Srimati Radharani. But generally, Krishna, wherever he comes, he controls that Kripa Shakti with his Icha Shakti. He hides Radharani. Because her mercy is so great, she'll give mercy to everyone. Uttama adama kichuna bachila jachi adile kako. She won't consider who's elevated, who's fallen. She'll give everyone mercy. So Krishna keeps her hidden away. Manavala Mamuni, who is a great acharya in the line of Ramanuja. Manavala Mamuni. He's commented on Ramlila. And he said there's a reason why Sita was not there when Lord Ram killed Ravan. You might think that Lord Ram would like Sita to be there. So then he can show Sita, yes, that rascal, he offended you and now I've killed him. But Manavala Mamuni says there's a reason why she wasn't there. Because she's a personification of the Kripa Shakti. She's an expansion of Radharani. And if she would have been there, she would have said, no, don't kill him. Be merciful to him. So that same Kripa Shakti now in Kali Yuga has been given freedom. The Icha Shakti, the controlling potency, is no longer containing it. And therefore Krishna has become Namo Mahabhadanyaya, the most munificent person. But Vrindavan Das Thakur says in Chaitanya Bhagavat, during the Asaprahara Leela, when he became like Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayan, he said he was giving Vaikuntha Bas, residence in Vaikuntha. Because at that time he's thinking of himself as Krishna. But unnata ujvala rasa shriyam. When he's in the mood of Radha, he gives something very, very extraordinary. My Guru Maharaj, he said that there's no difference between Gaura Leela and Krishna Leela. Just as there's no difference between Krishna and Krishna's name. But he quoted Rupa Goswami's Namastakam. Purasmat parameva hanta karunam tatrapi janimahi. That although there's no difference between Nam and Nami, Krishna and his name, there's one difference. Krishna's name is more merciful than Krishna. So similarly, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who's Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvali Tam Nomi, Krishna Sarupam, Krishna in the mood of Radha, he's more merciful than Krishna. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur has written in one purport in Chaitanya Bhagavat. In the performance of kirtan, what is kirtan? Which is the service of Sri Gaura Sundar. It's a very deep point. kirtan is a service of Sri Gaura Sundar. That's another big discussion. He says, in that performance of kirtan, the worship of Gaura is the worship of Krishna. And the worship of Krishna is the worship of Gaura. If a sadhak considers that the pastimes of Sri Gaura are not those of Sri Krishna, but are a separated manifestation, he'll fall down from his position and become a conditioned soul. There's no difference between Krishna Leela and Gaura Leela. How is that? This is a very important subject matter for us. We don't have adhikar for Krishna Leela. We can't understand that. So we have to go through Gaura Leela. And in particular, we have to go to the Gaura Parishad, to the associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And by taking shelter of them, we'll get shelter of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And by having shelter of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, we can understand Radha Krishna Leela. So there's no difference between Krishna Leela and Gaura Leela, but we go in the door of Gaura Leela. And even that palace of Gaura Leela has so many doors. We go in the door of our Gurudev. We go in the door of Srila Prabhupada. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dasiranudasa. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dasiranudasa. Prartana Kuroi Sada Narottamo Dasa. Prartana Kuroi Sada Narottamo Dasa. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dasiranudasa. This is my ticket for the boat that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking to Goloka Vrindavan. My ticket is my Gurudev. My ticket is my Param Gurudev. Our ticket is Srila Prabhupada and our Parampara. We have to approach the Lord through them. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has written one article called Associates of Sri Chaitanya. And he says that there are six aspects of the Absolute Truth. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gorudai Pushpavanto Chitro Sando Tamonudo. The first being Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and the moon. Vande Guru Nisha Bhaktam Isham Ishavatarakam Tap Prakasham Sachak Takti Krishna Chaitanya Samnakam. So these six aspects are those two brothers plus Advaita, Gadadhar and Srivas. That's five. And the sixth is Sri Guru. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has described that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an extended subject. You can't conceive him, you can't worship him in any way separate from his devotees. Nor can you worship the devotees in any way separate from the Lord. The two go together. So these associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are associates of Sri Krishna, they've come in Kali Yuga. My revered spiritual master, we were just reading from him that they came and they're described in the Gaura Ganadesh Deepika. And how the same devotees who were in Krishna Leela have come in Gaura Leela. Why do those devotees come? It's not like Prabhuji goes to see some movie. Sometimes you're going? They're not coming just to see what's going to be fun. Oh, this looks like it'll be a very entertaining thing. We'll see what Krishna's going to do this time. They're servants. And they're an integral part of the Lord's pastimes. Whenever the Lord decides to enjoy in a particular way, Lord Balaram and the Lord's associates manifest a particular form to enhance that mood of the Lord. When the Lord wants to enjoy his original mood of Swayam Rup Govinda as Krishna, then Balaram appears as Vrindavan Dham. And the Lord's associates appear as the Brijbasis. When the Lord wants to enjoy some Aishvarja Moya Leela or pastimes full of opulence, then the gopis of, then Balaram becomes Vaikuntha. And the gopis of Braj become the Lakshmis of Vaikuntha. When he wants to enjoy some pastimes which are mixed with some Manusha Leela, some human-like pastimes, but they're also Aishvarja Moya Leela, opulent pastimes, then Balaram appears as Dwarka. And the gopis of Braj become the Mahishis, the queens of Dwarka. So however the Lord decides to enjoy, his associates come and they reflect his particular mood. They come to enhance his particular mood. Srila Kavi Karnapur has described this in his Gaura Ganadesh Deepika. And in text 191 he's written, text 191. Pratyat itva yadanam shri gorango buktavan prabhu kechid ahur brahmachari yagnika brahmanapura. Shuklambara Brahmachari was the incarnation of one of the Yajnapatnis. Those Yajnapatnis who gave food and charity to Krishna and his friends. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was accustomed to eating food that he begged from Shuklambara Brahmachari. And he says that Yagnika Brahmanapura, some people say that Shuklambara Brahmachari was not one of the Yajnapatnis. But he was one of their husbands, the Yajna Brahmans. So we wouldn't know about Krishna Leela if it wasn't for Gaura Leela. And this same Shuklambara Brahmachari, he's described in a number of different places in Chaitanya Charitamrita and in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Srila Prabhupada has translated this verse from Adi Lila chapter 10. You can chant Hare Krishna in response. Shuklam bara brahmachari bhoro bhagyavan Shana ana magi kare kaila bhagavan Hare Krishna. So there in the 10th chapter of Adi Lila, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is describing the tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he describes the 16th branch of that tree. Shuklambara Brahmachari Bhuru Bhagyavan. That personality is Shuklambara Brahmachari, who is Bhuru Bhagyavan. Very, very fortunate. Why? Janna anamagi kari kaila bhagavan. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, jokingly or seriously, was begging food from him. And sometimes he was snatching it away from him forcibly and eating it. Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport, it is stated that Shuklambara Brahmachari, an inhabitant of Navadvip, was Lord Chaitanya's first companion in the Sankirtan movement. He has a very important role. Prabhupada says, when Lord Chaitanya returned from Gaya after initiation, he stayed with Shuklambara Brahmachari. Because he wanted to hear from this devotee about the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Shuklambara Brahmachari collected alms of rice from the inhabitants of Navadvip. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took pleasure in eating the rice that he cooked. It's said that Shuklambara Brahmachari was one of the wives of the Yajnik Brahmins during the time of Lord Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. Lord Krishna begged food from the wives of the Yajnik Brahmins. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed a similar pastime by begging rice from Shuklambara Brahmachari. So, this is a very interesting thing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a Brahmin. He's a Grihastha. Prabhuji, you're a Grihastha. Do you go and beg from brahmacharis? Not good. You shouldn't do that. The brahmacharis should beg from you. You should feed them. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's the originator of Vanashram Dharma. He's that same Maryada Purushottam, Lord Ramachandra, who very strictly follows all rules and regulations. But now he's coming and begging from the brahmacharis. Will you go and start doing that? Probably the brahmacharis have more money than he does, though. They may have more money than he does. Smita Krishna Maharaj, is that true? Sometimes I see, I think, I see sometimes the sannyasis have more money than I do. I'm sorry. Not Smita Krishnamurti. Smita Krishnamurti lives in a very simple wooden hut in Sweden. He's a very simple person. And we don't mind that. That's okay. But that's just the way things are today. But why is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing that? He's Bhagavan. He's Krishna. He should set the rules and regulations. He should show us proper behavior. If he comes and does something wrong or that's inappropriate, then everyone will follow him. Maybe Prabhuji will start going and begging in the Brahmachari ashram now. I have to feed my wife, please. Don't do like that. So we have to understand who the Shuklambara Brahmachari is and what is the purport of this pastime. So this is non-different from Krishna Leela. In the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 23, it describes the pastimes of the Yajna Brahmans. The chapter begins with a very beautiful verse. Sri Gopa Uchu, the cowherd boys, they tell Krishna. And Balaram. Rama Rama Mahabaho Krishna Dushta Nibachana Eshavai Bhadate Kshunas Tach Chandim Gandham Ahata. O Rama Rama, mighty arm, when O Krishna chastised the wicked, we're being harassed by hunger. You should do something. Does anyone here not know the pastimes of the Yajna Brahmins? Raise your hand. Very good. Mataji doesn't know. Well, here's something about it today. But you should read Krishna book. Prabhupada gave us that, and he gave many beautiful commentaries in that Krishna book. So, in this pastime, in this chapter, we hear the cowherd boys are so hungry, they're complaining to Krishna and Balaram. So our first question is, why are they hungry? The fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami tells Maharaj Parikshit, fifth canto, chapter 1, text 35. Naivam vidha purashakara urukramasya pungsam tadangri rajasajita sadgunanam chitram virurvigata sakradarita yanamadeyam aduna sajahati bhandam. He said, my dear king, a devotee who's taken shelter of the dust of the Lord, Sakrid Adadita, if just one time he chants Krishna's name, just once, Yanamadeyam, then Aduna, Aduna means immediately, Sajahati Badam, he gives up all material bondage, one time. One time chanting Krishna's name. And Prabhupada's translation, he says that such a devotee who's taken shelter of the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord, he can transcend the influence of the six material waves. Namely, hunger, thirst, lamentation, Illusion, old age, and death. There's no question of a pure devotee becoming hungry. But the cowherd boys are hungry. How do we understand it? It has some purport. Jiva Goswami says that, in Gopal Champu, he says that Mother Yashoda didn't bring them their lunch that day. Kavi Kanapur and Ananda Vrindavan Champu, he says that the boys didn't get any breakfast that morning and they were playing all day long. The Garga Sanhita gives another explanation. That just before the pastime with the Yajna Patnis was when Krishna swallowed the forest fire. That probably kindled his fire of digestion. In any case, Garga Sanhita says that excitement made the boys very hungry. Jiva Goswami in Gopal Champu says that that day Krishna very purposely took the boys on a path where there were no fruit trees. The boys, they have no problem in Vrindavan. It's better than 7-Eleven. For those of you who don't have the misfortune of knowing what 7-Eleven is, it means an all-night convenience store. They don't need a 7-Eleven. The trees of Braj are there. And those trees of Braj, they'll fulfill all desires. They're Kopaviksha trees. You want some sabji and rice. You want some pizza. No problem. Those trees, they can fulfill any desire. They can get all kinds of fruits and things. But Krishna purposely didn't take them on that path. Jiva Goswami says because one reason is he wanted to give mercy to the Yajna Patnis. The Yajna Patnis means the wives of the Brahmins who are doing Vedic Yajnas in near to Mathura. Jiva Goswami in his Vaishnava Toshani, he says that it seems like the boys, they weren't very cultured. If you'd like to know a little, some small Vaishnava etiquette, I can tell you a little thing. Don't go to a senior devotee, don't go to your Guru Maharaj and say, Guru Maharaj, I'm hungry, please give me something to eat. So Jiva Goswami in Vaishnava Toshi says it seems that these boys, they weren't very cultured. Why they're going and praying to Krishna and Balaram, we're hungry, feed us. But Jiva says that actually the boys weren't hungry. Or we could say they were hungry, but their hunger was not like our hunger. They were hungry for Krishna. They were worried about Krishna. Oh, Mother Yashoda didn't send a lunch today. Krishna swallowed that forest fire. His stomach must have a big fire of digestion now. But if we tell Krishna that he should go and get something to eat, he won't go. But if we tell Krishna, hey Balaram, we're hungry. Then definitely Krishna and Balaram, they'll do something. This is love. This is the love of Braj. This is called Parokshavad, or crooked talks that have more than one meaning. And the residents of Vrindavan, they speak in this Parokshavad. Their talks have many, many different meanings. The boys weren't hungry. They were only acting like they were hungry so they could somehow satisfy Krishna and Balaram. Sometimes the gopis, they're described as kamanuga, or followers of lust. But the gopis, they're not lusty for themselves. They have no material desires. They're only lusty for Krishna. And if it seems like they have some lust, their lust is there just to give pleasure to Krishna. So those cowherd boys, they cried to Krishna and Balaram, that you please, you do something, we're very, very hungry. And Krishna told them that you go down this path, down the Jamuna, and you'll find some persons who are kind of on the border, they're borderline persons. The border of Vrindavan and Mathura. And it has a purport. And you'll find so many Brahmins there doing yajna. Krishna told them, Prayata deva yajjanam brahmana brahmavadinaha shatra mangirasam nama yasate swarga kamyaya. You go there with those Brahmins who are learning in Vedic rituals. They're doing the Angiras Yajna. This is a verse from the Bhagavatam, and it directly says, Angirasam Nama. They were doing the yajna name, Angiras. It has a purport we may come back to tomorrow. Yastate Swarga Kamyaya. And their purpose was they wanted Swarga Lok. They wanted to go to the heavenly planets. Krishna is Bhoktaram Yagitapa Sam Sarva Loka Mahesham. He eats in all the yajnas. And these Brahmins, they were doing yajna for him. This pastime is described in many Vedic literatures. And we gave a more elaborate description about this Yajnapatni Leela recently at Govardhan, the Govardhan retreat. But I didn't get a chance to speak about it in Gaura Leela. I wanted to do that. In the Brahmavaivarta Purana, Krishna tells the boys, he describes those Yajna Brahmins. Don't think they're low-class persons. Nispriha Vaishnava Sarve Mamya Jandi Mumukshava. They're all devotees who have no material desires. Mamya Jandi Mumukshava. They just want to worship me for liberation. Very interesting. In Krishna book, Prabhupada says something completely different. He says Krishna warned his friends, these Brahmins are not Vaishnavas. But Brahma Vivarta Purana says Nispriha Vaishnavas Sarve. They were Vaishnavas with no material desires. How do we reconcile these two points? The Bhagavatam describes Tatra gatmodinam gopa yachatasma disarjitaha kitayando bhagavata aryasya mamachabidam. Krishna told the cowherd boys that when you go there, you'd just be humble and request some food to them. But Aryasya Mama Chavidam, don't say my name. Tell them you're coming in the name of Balaram. And you can also say my name. And say you've been sent by us. Prabhupada, I'll read a little more from Krishna book. Krishna warned his friends, these Brahmins are not Vaishnavas. Why? They cannot even chant our names, Krishna and Balaram. They're very busy in chanting the Vedic hymns. Although the purpose of Vedic knowledge is to find me. But because they're not attracted by the names of Krishna and Balaram, you better not ask them for anything in my name. Better to ask for some charity in the name of Balaram. Why? What does it mean? It's a little confusing, isn't it? Prabhupada, I'll read it again. Prabhupada says, because they're not attracted by the names of Krishna and Balaram, don't ask for anything in my name, say in the name of Balaram. He's saying, don't ask in the name of Balaram, so you should ask in the name of Balaram. Was there an editing mistake in the BBT or something maybe? Well, it has a purport. And our Acharya's Jiva Goswami has described this, that Krishna, he thought, these fellows, they're so caught up in this Vanashram Dharma thing. They're doing big yagyas. But they have no faith in the holy name. So don't go and chant our names to them. Rather, you go and tell them, yet Balaram's very important. Why Balaram, not Krishna? Because Balaram, he's the son of Vasudev, who is transferred to the womb of Rohini. So he's known as Sankarshan. He's a Kshatriya. So maybe they'll give more respect to him. Because these fellows, they're all caught up in this Vanashram business. They have no taste for the holy name. So you go and tell them some official thing. Balaram came. Now, my dear devotees, if we consider the matter, there's also something more going on here. This is a very, very big subject matter. Krishna sent them and told them, you come in the name of Balaram. What does it mean? Balaram is Adi Guru. And those boys are coming and saying, we've been sent here by Balaram. And he wants some food. You're Yajna Brahmins. You're feeding God, you're feeding Bhagavan through your yajna. So now Param Bhagavan, God, Balaram is coming, he sent us. You give us some food. That means those boys are Guru Tattva. That's Guru. Krishna sends his representative. And what does his representative do? He comes and says, please give me something on behalf of Krishna. But those Yajna Brahmins, they couldn't appreciate. We'll speak something more about this tomorrow. What was their mentality, and what does Bhaktivinoda Thakur say about their mentality? How do we see it in Gaura Lila? How do we see it in our own lives? It has some great relevance. Thakur Bhaktivinoda, seeing that we have no adhikar for Krishna Lila, he gave us two important books, Chaitanya Sikshamrita and Krishna Sanghita. And in these books, he describes Krishna Lila. But he describes it from something of a point of view of Gaura Lila Sadhana. And how all the different pastimes, what's the naimittic leelas, or the occasional pastimes, represent anarthas, or obstacles, on our way to Braj. So, these are pastimes which happen, but these are also principles. Very deep principles that we need to look for in our own lives and our own society. So we'll continue something with this more tomorrow. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, Supreme Purushottam Sachinandana Gaura Hari ki, Prēmānande, Vamsa Kalpadarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhyeva cha, Patitānam Pāvanam, Vaiṣṇavam. So we've gone a little later than what we said. I was confused. We were telling people 6:30 we'd go to, but the paper said 7 o'clock, so I've kind of finished 10 till 7. If anyone wants to go, you can go. If any devotees would like to make some comments, or if you have any questions or anything, you can stay the line. But I'll warn you about questions. A lot of questions are going to be answered tomorrow, I hope. So if you ask a question which is going to be answered tomorrow, I may not answer it. And maybe you could also return these papers that you were given. Does anyone have any questions or comments, Prabhuji? Thank you. So, they wanted liberation. So that, in one sense, that's not something material. Because that's beyond this material universe. But at the same time, they couldn't appreciate the names of Krishna and Balaram. And their attachment to liberation, in that sense, was something material. So, thank you. I forgot to explain that point. The Brahmavivarta Purana says they were pure devotees. Prabhupada says they were materialistic devotees. Prabhupada says they weren't really Vaishnavas. Because a Vaishnava doesn't want liberation. Because Mukti tucha falahoi namabasa hoite. Even if you chant namabas, mukti, liberation, that's very easy, no problem. Real devotees, they don't care about liberation. And so in that sense, Prabhupada said they're not Vaishnavas. But Krishna is saying they're Vaishnavas in Brahma Vivarta Purana. So it means we have two different categories of Vaishnavas. And this is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sabhakta Prakrita Smitaha. You have some persons who seem like bhaktas, but they're Prakrita bhaktas, materialistic bhaktas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur uses the phrase Vaishnav Abhas. They're not really Vaishnavas, they're something like Vaishnavas. Because they want liberation. Parisho? Prabhuji. You have a pen?
Because Lord Chaitanya also stayed nearby in Guradaksa.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Krishna Sanghita, he says there are three different places of Krishna Leela. Braj, Mathura, and Dwarka. And he says these represent three different understandings, three different conceptions of the Lord. The conception in Dwarka is purna, it's complete. But the concept in Dwarka is Mathura is better, it's purnatura, more complete. But the concept in Braj is purnatama, it's the most complete. In Braj, Bhaktivinoda says, it's the place of Madhurja Moya Leela, the place of sweet pastimes. But when those pastimes become mixed with Gyan and Aishvarya, knowledge and opulence, then Krishna leaves and he goes to Mathura. Sometimes the Brijbasis, they come and tell Mother Yashoda, Mother, we saw Lord Shiva came and he was worshipping your Gopal. And Lord Brahma was worshipping and he said that Gopal is Bhagavan. And Mother Yashoda, she says, really? My Gopal is Bhagavan? Isn't that nice? It doesn't weaken her love. Because Aishvarja Priti Sankuchita, Kaviraj Goswami says that opulence makes love shrunken. But in Mathura they understand he's Bhagavan. And they worship him with opulence. And Bhaktivinoda says that Jarasandha comes and he attacks Mathura. He attacks 18 times. The first 10 times, Bhaktivinoda says, correspond to the Dasvida Sanskar, the 10 different Sanskars beginning with Garbhadhan Sanskara. And the next 4 times represents the Brahman, the Sudras, the Vaishyas, the Kshatriyas, and the Brahmins. That's 14. And the last 4 times represent the brahmacharis, grihasthas, vanaprasthas, and sannyas. He says that Jarasandha represents vanashram. And then when vanashram becomes mixed in the conception of God, then Krishna leaves Mathura and he goes to Dwarka. And he leaves Mathura after Jarasandha attacks the 18th time. And that 18th time represents karma sannyas. And Krishna is not pleased by that. He doesn't show his full face. So those Yajna Brahmins are right on the border of Vrindavan. Their wives are more in Vrindavan. And their husbands are more in Mathura. In this conception. Okay, Harisha? Good question. Thank you. Kubuji?
I wanted to ask about Icha Shakti and Kripa Shakti. And how you mentioned that Icha Shakti controls or subdues the Kripa Shakti in Krishna Lila. Why? And
okay, a little bit of time.
Icha Shakti, I'm not familiar with Kripa Shakti or in Krishna Lila.
Krishna, he demanded something first. Sarva dharmam parityagya mam ekam sharanam braja. You have to surrender. There was some consideration, yogyata vichar, whether that person was qualified or not. But Raghunath Das Goswami in his Govardhana Dasa Prarthana Dasakam, his prayers to Govardhan, he prays to Giriraj. Nirupadi Karunena Sri Satchinandanena Twahi Kapati Satopi Twat Priyanar Pitosmi Iti Kalumama Yogya Yogyatam Tamagrinan Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhana Twam Nirupadi Karunena Sri Satchinandanena. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose karuna, whose mercy, his mercy is nirupadika karuna. It has no upadis. Because the Kripa Shakti is prominent in Gora. Krishna is saying, he's saying upadis. He's looking who's qualified, who's not qualified. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, he's praying to Govardhan, Nija Nikata Nibasam Dehi Govardhana Swam, please give me residence with you. He's praying, please give me entrance to Vrindavan. How can I get entrance? Nirupadi Karunena Sri Satchinandanena. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose mercy has no upadis, he gave me to you. Tvai kapati satopi, even though I'm a kapati, I am a duplicitous person, I'm a sato, I'm a criminal. Iti kalu mama yogya, yogyatam tamagrinan. Don't yogyata, don't consider my qualification. I have no qualification. But Krishna looks for qualification. Because Krishna loves the Brijbasis. He wants to protect them. But now the Brijbasis are coming. When we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see the Brijbasis. We don't see Krishna. We see the queen of Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani. Because Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvali Tam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. Radha Bhava is prominent in Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That Karuna Shakti is prominent. And therefore, uttama adama kichina bachila jachi adili kako kahe premananda emona goranga hridaya dharira bo. He doesn't see who's elevated and who's fallen. And that's why we worship him without the symbols of Krishna. There's a difference. Sometimes in preaching we put those symbols on, no problem. But there's a difference in the mercy there. A very amazing thing. Because the devotees, they don't know anything but Krishna. And Krishna doesn't know anything but the devotees. Sadavo hridayam mayam sadhanam hridayam tvaham mananyate na janati naham tebyo managapi. Krishna, he tells Durvasa Muni, I'm in the heart of my devotees. My devotees are in my heart. I don't know anything but them. And they don't know anything but me. So, when Krishna is in control, the Icha Shakti is in control, he hides those devotees. He wants to see who's qualified to go and associate with them. But when those devotees are in control, headed by Srimati Radharani, then the Icha Shakti is not doing that work. I heard these things from my Guru Maharaj. Very deep point. Okay? Prabhuji, you have something? Baba. Did you hear what he said? Here in Mayapur, we find Vrindavan. And there are different places here in Mayapur which correspond to different places in Braj. The Ganga is non-different from the Jamuna. And we understand that Shivas Angam, the house of Shivas Thakur, is non-different from the Rasa Stali. And we see within Navadvip Dham, the Prayagas here. And so many different places are here. Just as in Vrindavan, Prayag is also in Vrindavan. And Ganga is also in Vrindavan, Manasi Ganga. So this Mathura and Dwarka are also have some representation here. But Rupa Goswami, who's Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishta, who knows the inner desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and who is Stapitam Jaina Bhutle, who has established that desire. He's indicated, and other acharyas have also indicated, that in Jagannath Puri we find the mood of Mathura and of Dwarka. It's a very, very big discussion. We just gave a class in Jagannath Puri recently. Some of you were there. How Rupa Goswami, in his Lalita Madhav, he's indicated how Vrindavan is there in Jagannath Puri. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's a combined incarnation. In the language of my Guru Maharaj, he's two opposites in one container. Both union and separation are there within Gora. Mahaprabhu is in the mood of separation from Krishna. But at the same time, he's the combined form of Radha and Krishna, so there's union. And his associates and his abode also have these same kind of contradictory moods. And they're also combined incarnations. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram. But he's also the consort of Balaram, Ananga Manjari. He's combined form. And that's a very big subject matter, Guru's direction. So also Jagannath Puri Dham is a combined dham. Many things are there, and so is Navadvipa. And these dhams are not appearing externally because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of separation. And if there were a road sign, say, Rasastali, 2 miles down the road, then where would there be separation? So it's here, and by being here, it nourishes the mood of Braj. But it's not here. This is Navadvipa. It's West Bengal, Baba, not Vrindavan's in UP. So externally, it seems like it's not here. In Jagannath Puri, that's on the ocean. That's not Vrindavan. But it's there, in a hidden way. These are Gupta Vrindavan. And Gupta Mathura, Gupta Dwarka. And by being hidden, it creates a feeling of separation from Vrindavan. It's a very, very big subject. It takes a long time. I'm just touching on it. Prabhuji? Prabhupada's role is in Gauralila Krishna Lila. And that Gauralila is still going on today. And Prabhupada is engaging you in Gauralila. To your Guru Maharaj. That's a very big subject matter. But Prabhupada is in both Gauralila and Krishna Lila at the same time. He's giving us Krishna Lila, but he's also teaching us about Gauralila. So I think Krishna Kun has some announcement she wants to make. Can you come here? Can you talk real loud? Or you have a mic? I don't know if I can.
So I just wanted to tell everybody who doesn't know yet that we have this Krishna Kathamrita Bindu free email magazine. It will also come in Russian language very soon. So I have a paper. If you sign your email address, then you can get it on every currency. If you want to get it in Russian, please write in parentheses Agnu. So I'll just start this paper here, and if you write your email address, then this paper will come back to you.
Thank you. Huh?
say something about Ekachakra. Oh my gosh. Ekachakra is also a place of Krishna Leela. And there in Krishna Leela, the Panchapandavas, they were staying. And they were staying in the house of a Brahmin. And they were observing some Veda Maryada. They were acting like Brahmins themselves. This is after the house of Lak, after Duryodhan tried to kill them by burning them to death in the house. So they were staying in that village and they were acting like Brahmins. And they were following Vedic rules and regulations. They were going out and begging in that. So that same place has a significance, of course, in Gaura Leela is the birthplace of Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda took birth there as a son of Hadai Pandit in a Brahmin family. But now in Gaura Leela, he's not following all these rules and regulations of Vanashram. He took sannyas and he left that village. And by taking sannyas, in one sense, we could say that he's leaving that Vanashram Dharma which was there with the Panchapandavas. And not only did he leave that and take sannyas, but then later on he left sannyas and he got married. And he didn't marry just one lady, but he married two girls, Vasudha and Janava. And he became known as an avadut, or someone beyond Vanashram. So that's one thing that we could say about Ekachakra. It's a very big subject. Anything else is there, Prabhuji? Is it enough just to have Shraddha to hear Krishna Leela? Well, how do you get Shraddha to hear Krishna Leela? Shushu shoshada danasya vasudeva kata ruchi san mahat sevaya vipa punya tirpana sevana. You get that faith and you get that taste by doing service to the Mahatmas. And what are the Mahatmas, what service do they want you to do? Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Krishna Nam Sudha Koriya Pan Jadao Bhaktivinoda Pran Namabina Kichu Nahiko Hara Chodha Bhuvana Maje. Krishna Nam Sudha Koriya Pan Jadao Bhaktivinoda Pran. He says, drink the name of Krishna and satisfy the soul of Thakur Bhaktivinoda. Nama bina kichu nahiko ar chodha bhuvana maji. There's nothing else, nothing else, nothing else except for the holy name in all the three worlds. But we don't worship Krishna by himself. Raghunath Das Goswami says, even if Krishna calls me to come, I won't go there. Raghunath Das Goswami. If Radharani's not there, forget it, I'm not going. But if I see that Radharani needs some service, and even she's not asking, I'm going to run there. So Krishna's Purnashaktiman. And Radharani's Puna Shakti. You can't separate the Shakti and the Shaktiman. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, he says in one purport in Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna, his name is also Purnashakti, Purnashaktiman, excuse me. And he comes, just as Krishna comes with Radharani, Krishna's name comes with his consort. In the form of Krishna Katha. And you can't have one without the other. It's not that we have Krishna Katha and no Krishna Nam. And it's not that you have Krishna Nam and no Krishna Katha. Both are their consorts, they're together. And this is all that we need. We'll see how good he can translate. Prabhupada told the GBC here in Mayapur, this chanting should go on. Instead of meetings, resolutions, dissolutions, revolutions, and no solutions, there should be chanting. Harisho translation? Sadhu, sadhu. This is our Hare Krishna movement. Prabhupada didn't say these meetings should go on. Instead of chanting, instead of reading, instead of Krishna Katha, there should be more meetings. This chanting should go on. That's the Hare Krishna movement. And that's how we please Srila Prabhupada. And then by doing that, Prabhupada will be pleased. And if pleasure will come, Shyam Mahatseva Vipra will get some Katha Ruchi. And the management's important. To pay for the electricity and organize things so we can have kirtan, Hari Katha. But if you just make a bunch of nice buildings and you have electricity and visas for everyone and everything, but there's no Hari Katha, no Krishna Katha, no Hari Kirtan, what's the point? Harisho? Okay. Anything else is there?
Sure.
Hare Krishna. Prabhu. Prabhu.
Why Nityananda was not taking part in the childhood pastimes?
Why Nityananda Prabhu was not taking part in the childhood pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his early pastimes here in Navadvip, he was acting like a little bit of a badmash, a little bit of a rascal. And he was enjoying a particular kind of pastimes with Sachimata, Vishnupriya and others. Because they, some other things had to be done also. He came to taste Radha
Bhava.
He had three internal reasons. He also had some external reasons. Some of those external reasons were to please certain devotees. And he manifested his Grihastha Leela here. But he wasn't doing his Nam Sankirtan really yet. For that, he went to Gaya. And in Gaya, he took initiation from Ishvara Puri. And then when he returned, he was a different person. And as soon as he returned, that's when he met Lord Nityananda. Because now was the time for Yuga Dharma to go on. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu has a very important role in that. So there in the house of Shukambara Brahmachari, he met with Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And he began the Prema Sankirtan Leela, for which Lord Nityananda was a very important part of. Once I asked my Guru Maharaj, why don't we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi? And I asked him, how do we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And he gave a very nice answer. He said that we don't worship him as a sannyasi because it gives pain to our heart to see him with no hair. Doing austerities, we don't like to see that. But we don't worship him as Nimai Pandit either. We worship him after he returns from Gaya. We worship him as a grihastha, because we get more happiness thinking of him with Vishnu Priya and Sachimata. We'd like to see him with his beautiful hair. We don't like to think of him doing austerities. And we think of him with Nityananda Prabhu. We worship him after he's come back from Gaya, because that's when he starts distributing Premanam. Before that, that was his Badmas Leela, his rascal Leela. He was acting like a schoolboy and arguing with everyone. And he was stopping Gadadhar Pandit in the road and debating with him and acting like a rascal. A very beautiful rascal. But we worship him not in that way. We worship him when he comes to give Krishna Nam, Krishna Prema. So Janu Lambuto Bujo Kanakavadato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishvambaro Dvijaparo Yugadharma Palo Vande Jagapriyakaro Karuna Avataro. This is a pranam mantra to those two brothers, Gaura and Nityananda Prabhu. They're Sankirtanai Kapitaro, they're the father of the Sankirtan movement. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito. They're like the sun and moon. That verse has a very deep purport. It would take us a long time. I won't go on that one. But Nityananda Prabhu came to help establish his Yuga Dharma, which wasn't being distributed before then. Prabhuji? Yes. Can you say that Lord Nityananda was there in the form of Vishwarup? My Guru Maharaj, sometimes he would say that Vishwarup came, he was a sannyasi who took Nittai away from Ekka Chakra. And some other Vaishnavas, they say, no, that's not possible for some other reasons. But in any case, other Vaishnavas say, they say that Nityananda Prabhu, he entered, that Vishwarup entered into Nityananda Prabhu. Because there's no difference between the two. So that's a very good point. So Nittai was also present in the form of Vishwarup here in Navadvip. Because that principle of Nityananda, the principle of Balarama, is always present with Krishna. When the Lord becomes Lord Narayan, then Balarama becomes Anantasesh. When Bhagavan becomes Ramachandra, then Balarama becomes Lakshman. They're always present together, always enhancing in one form or another. That, And that's also a very big subject matter. We can also say a similar thing about Radharani. And I can just give you a little clue. Garga Samhita is a literature, gives a lot of information about how Radharani is always present with Krishna in different forms, hidden forms sometimes. That's like another class. Okay, anything, Prabhuji? Okay, finish up. We'll speak something more about that tomorrow. We say what he said. I only know of three, and the other two are Jagadish and Hiranya. But again, they're representing a principle. And we should see the principle that's there. And we'll speak more about this tomorrow. Unfortunately, our time is so short, we won't have time so much to get so deep into the pastimes of Shukumbhara Brahmachari, or so deeply in the pastimes of Hiranya and Jagadish. We're just going to touch on the subject. Very good question. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's broken all the Veda Maryada, all the Vedic rules and regulations. Balaram is Adi Guru, he's the original Guru. And the purpose of Guru, he slaps you and tells you, you follow this rule, you do this thing. But now, Balarama Avaduta, what is it? Very nice, what does he say there? Balarama Avaduta, Kanai Sannyasi. That Balarama has become an Avadut, and Mahaprabhu has become a Sannyasi. So another meaning of it is that at least in part of Guru Leela, it seems like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is supporting Vanashram because he's a sannyasi. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also rejects that. He says, Naham vipro na charana da paiti naiti vaisho na sudo naham varni na chagraha patano vanasto yatirva kintu pro janakila Paramananda Pranamitabhya Gopi Bhartahu Padakamalaya Dasa Das Anudasaha. He said, I'm not a Brahmin, I'm not a sannyasi. I'm just the servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis. And that has a very deep purport to it. But Nittai, he's completely giving up Vanashram in this case. He's taken sannyasi, left with the sannyasi to become a servant of a sannyasi and leave. That means sannyas itself. But then he marries two ladies. Mataji, did you have something? Okay, Prabhuji. Amita. Well, there's a secret reason. Because we're trying to finish a next magazine. And I want to try to have it ready for Gaur Purnima, so I'm just doing 2 days. Tomorrow also. So don't be angry with me. Amrita Prabhu, he was a KGB man. I don't want to make him angry. He's very dangerous. Very interesting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, go away. That's not completely true. Nityananda was there for the Rath Yatra. But he was not there for the Gambhira Leela. Mahaprabhu told him, you go and preach. Because that Gambhira Leela is going on with Sup Damodar and Roy Ramananda, which means Lalita and Vishaka. And in Jagannath Puri, that's the Rasa story. And Balaram Nittai has no place there. If Balaram comes and Radha and Krishna together, then there's some rasabhas. So when Krishna's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to taste Radha Bhav and he's doing it in the Gambhira, Nittai can't be there. All right, anything else? Прабхуджи?
Почему Шрила Прабхупада дал нам поклонение в Гор Нитай, а не в Гор Гадасхар, например?
Worship of Gor Gadadhar was done by Thakur Bhaktivinoda. But that worship of Gor Gadadhar is very, very intimate. And although Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani and is very, very merciful, the mood of Gadadhar is a little different. Because Srimati Radharani, her bhav has been stolen by Krishna. And that's therefore that Krishna has become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Ahiyane, he's a combined form of Radha and Krishna. So Krishna, Rasastoma Ritva, Rupa Goswami says, Krishna entered into Radharani's heart and stole her love. And after he stole that love, what's left is Gadadhar Pandit. So we worship Gaur Gadadhar as Radha Krishna. But that's a very, very intimate thing. We worship Gaur Nittai for preaching. Because Lord Nityananda is even more merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And for preaching, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's taught that, for preaching, Srila Prabhupada has taught us that Gaur Nittai are none different from Krishna and Balaram. But Nittai has another face. And our acharyas have written about that. Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a combined form of Radha and Krishna, so also is Lord Nityananda. Mahaprabhu is combined form of Radha and Krishna, and Nittai is a combined form of Balaram and Ananga Manjari. Ananga Manjari is the youngest sister of Srimati Radharani. So although Srila Bhaktisiddhanta in one purport in Chaitanya Bhagavad, he says that Gaur and Nittai, they're giving Sakya Ras. And that Sakya Ras is very easy to approach. And Prabhupada, he gave like that with Krishna and Balaram. Prabhupada said, our main temple in our ISKCON society is Vrindavan. And he said that Radha Shyam Sundar, not Krishna Bala, Radha Shyam Sundar, they're the main deities in our movement. So then why are Krishna and Balaram on the main altar? And Gaur Nittai are there? Radha Shyam Sundar, we're hiding them a little. And we're showing a public face of Krishna and Balaram. Because that's not so intimate. And we have Gaur Nittai there to show that Gaur Nittai are none different from Krishna and Balaram. Because Nittai is Balaram. But Nittai is also there because he's also Nanga Manjari and he's also helping us to come to Radha Shyam Sundar. And that's a more confidential thing. That's not something we speak about in public. People won't understand. But devotees should understand in our movement, we should understand that Srila Prabhupada gave us everything. And the worship of Gaur Nityananda means everything. Parashu? Okay. Anything else is there? Good question, sir. Mataji? Ah, very good question. That Sri Dhamma, that's the older brother of Radharani, he comes, it's Abhiram Thakur. And he has another little different pastime. Because Sri Dhamma, who's the older brother of Radharani, he has a very funny kind of relationship with Radha and Krishna. He's not present when Radha and Krishna are present. Because you don't want to go anywhere with the older brother of your girlfriend or your wife. There's some rasa bhas there. So he doesn't take part in Gaura Lila. And that Sri Dhamma, he stays at Govardhan. Krishna one day was having some, playing hide and seek with his friends, his cowherd boyfriends at Govardhan Hill. And Sri Dhamma was hiding in a cave. As soon as Krishna saw that he was hiding in a cave, then Krishna said, okay everybody, I have an announcement now. Now it's time for our Navadweep Leela. So we're going to leave Braj and we're all going to go to Navadweep. This story is there in a book called Abhiram Lilamrita, written by a devotee named Tilak Ramdas. And he was a disciple of Abhiram Thakur. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates appeared here in Mayapur. But Sri Dhamma wasn't here. And one day, Mahaprabhu started crying, Sri Dhamma, Sri Dhamma, Sri Dhamma, where are you, where are you? So he sent, who did he send to go and find Sri Dhamma? Nittai, you go. Why Nittai? Because Nittai is Balaram, the older brother of Krishna. Sri Dhamma is the older brother of Radharani. They're the two older brothers. So he sent Nittai to Govardhan. And Nittai went there and he found Sri Dhamma. He said, hey Sri Dhamma, come on, Kanu's calling, you have to come, he's in Navadweep now. Sri Dhamma looked at him and said, who are you? Hey, it's me, Balaram! You're not Balaram. Balaram's like over 7, 8, 9, 10 feet high. How did you get so short? No, no, it's me. Now my name's Nittai. My name's Kali Yuga. Khan is calling you. How do I really know you're Balaram? So, Sri Dhamma, he's a Parikshit. He's the tester.
Yes.
We'll see if you're really Balaram. Let's have a race. Huh? I'll run around Govardhan Hill. We'll see if you're really Balaram. He ran three times around Govardhan Hill. And he turned around and Nittai was right there smiling. Sri Rama said, oh, Now I know, you're really Balaram. Nobody else could do like that. Okay, I'll go with you to Navadvip. He said, but look, I'm not going to take birth in some woman's womb. I don't like that. Huh? And Nitai said, anyway, don't worry, just come. Okay, I'll go, but I'm going to ride on your shoulders. On Nitai's shoulders. Nitai said, that's your behavior of a rakhal, the cowherd boy, you always abuse me. So he carried Abhiram Thakur all the way, carried Sridhama all the way from Govardhan. And then he came here and he's like, I don't know, 14 feet high or something. Gaur Nityananda, they're like 7 feet high. So Mahaprabhu said, look, Sridhama, you got to change your form. So Nitai and Gaur, they pulled on him and they made him shorter. And he became known as Abhiram Thakur. So he kept a little distance away from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Sridhama doesn't have access when Radha and Krishna are together. But he's a cowherd boy. And he's brought to Gauralila by Nityananda Prabhu. And when he comes, what's his business? He's a little bit sulky. Why did Kanu leave me behind? He took all the other suckers, all the other cowherd boys, and he left me behind in the cave. What kind of friend is that? Very bad. So now I want to see who's really his devotee. I want to see who's really his friend. And so he acted as the examiner, the judge. And whoever he would offer obeisances to, Sadhu Sabadan, be careful. He'd offer obeisances to a deity. If the deity wasn't installed, the deity would break to pieces. Someone was worshipping a shalagram, but it wasn't really a shalagram, it was an ordinary stone. He offered obeisances, it would break. And someone seemed like a devotee? You have to ask Vasudha and Janava, Nityananda Prabhu's wives, what happened to their son. He offered obeisances again and again to the sons of Janava, and they all died. Because they weren't real associates of Nityananda. He was testing them. And then when their next child, Ganga Devi, appeared, she was unhurt by his obeisances. And they had a son, Virbhadra. And Abhiram Thakur came and offered obeisances twice, and the baby just started laughing. Because that Virbhadra, he's an incarnation of Kiradakshaya Vishnu. He's a qualified son of Nityananda. So Sridhama acts like that. He acts like the judge in Gauralila. Well, many things are there. Okay. I think it's a little late. Devotees have more questions. We can try more tomorrow. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki Jai, Bhaktavinda ki Jai, Vapremanande Vamsa Pavadaru Nishcha Kipa Sindhu Bheva Cha Papita Nam Pavane Bhyo Vaishna Bhyo Namo 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 Srila Prabhupada ki Jai.